Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump said it was a great honor to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. The pardons are part of a broader effort to undo the results of an investigation that has overshadowed Trump's administration and resulted in criminal charges against a half dozen associates. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, in his words again, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Millions of people here in the U.S., rather, are traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations. Travelers' dismissals of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings as fueling concerns another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday are possible. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the key U.S. ally in East Africa, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region has already alarmed diplomats around the world, who have almost unanimously urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for the lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days until November the 29th. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out a hospital from one of its most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. The field hospital operates in the Patari neighborhood and is considered one of the best equipped to treat COVID-19 patients. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards and restrictions force them to shut down its operations. Doctors Without Borders said it will maintain some programs at the hospital and at the 39 other projects it supports throughout the country. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 cases in Venezuela and 876 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University, which tracks the virus globally. Officials say a bus carrying employees of a textile company and a truck collided on a highway in Brazil's São Paulo neighborhood state, that is, Wednesday, killing 40 people. Governor of São Paulo State said in a press conference earlier Wednesday there is no clear indication about what caused the deadly accident and that it is being investigated. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.